Welcome to CDM Real Rant podcast. I'm one of your hosts. I'm one of three of your hosts. I'm Derek the Great Boy Gaines. Who else is in the room?
Monroe Martin is in the room.
We got Chris Cotton.
We're sitting in the car right now eating trail mix discussing Chris's weight problem.
I'm not, it's not as bad as they're making it sound. It's according to them, I'm Peter Griffin. I am nowhere near Peter Griffin.
You're like E. Honda.
He can't be E. Honda. I'm more Cleveland Brown. I'm definitely Cleveland Brown.
You're more of all the people you just mentioned.
The one big conglomerate. All of
them, just squeeze them together.
There's definitely structure to my fat. I am not an unstructured fat.
There's no structure to fat.
There's definitely structure.
Hard cellulite. Hilarious.
Paula Deen. We're jumping this. Paula Deen.
Yeah.
Came out the closet, I guess, about her diabetes. She has type 2 diabetes.
That's like the chefs come out of the closet.
I'm be honest with you. I'm not surprised. Have you ever seen Paula Deen's food?
It looks my God. Delicious. 3 sticks of butter.
And everything.
4 pounds of sugar.
But the thing is, like, I thought she was going to come out of the closet and, like, my son is black. But she's like, I have type 2 diabetes. That ain't, we don't care. We knew that already.
Dude.
It's type 2. It means you caused it.
I would have been like, hilarious. Right, I was like, about time. That's what I said.
Yo, Paula Deen's food looks ridiculous. I've seen her cook some, she can literally throw a boot. For dessert, it's a boot. With glaze, I would eat it. She glazed
and she has eaten it.
I know. Sure. And it looked delicious.
She has eaten it. Like, she was like, hey, y'all, today I got field boot.
Let's be honest. Would you have sex with Paula Deen?
No,
yes.
Not.
Dude, you don't like Paula Deen?
I don't have sex with Paula Deen's entree.
Definitely in her prime.
It's not because she...
I was sticking my dick in a honey bun, that honey bun cake, or whatever shit she made like last Christmas, whatever.
Dude, I'm pretty sure her prime, she fucked a lot of black dudes.
Of course, she puts butter and lard in everything.
Butter and lard.
That's the black secret.
Oh, man.
I would have sex with her, not for pleasure, but... Because of the outcome. Just because I know after I nut, she's going to make me a cake with a roast.
She look like she can cook.
Like a roasted
roast beef in the cake.
That's just going to be dope.
Paula Deen. I want her to make me a sandwich of some sort. Oh,
that would be. That'll be close to home because aren't you a diabetic?
I am not a diabetic by no means.
Chris got type 2. He got type 3 diabetes. This nigga was born with it and he caused it.
Chris is in the diabetic reserve. Every weekend, see what it's like.
I don't know. I'm good, right? They're right. I'm a little fat.
Stop saying the little for words fat. Like fat.
Explain this fat that you call yourself.
But you can only say a little fat. Like, oh, there was a little fat on the chicken. On your body, baby's a little fat.
I got a gut, man. If I get rid of the gut.
You got gut, sides. Back.
It's my my problem area is my middle area.
If your neck start turning black, then we're putting you in a hospital.
Dog, I don't have no blacks. I don't have dark spots. That's how you know you ain't making it. When you like, oh, this motherfucker's sick. And you don't know it yet. He got dark spots on his face.
When the skin is failing on him, the skin like, I can't do this shit no more.
You know how much melanin I have to put out for this fat fuck. And it is some areas that just you don't even see because they're covered by other areas. But I still have to supply skin tone.
You too broke. Your access card ain't going to get you a lap band surgery. So, all I'm saying
actually,
is you got to work out.
Actually, I have insurance also.
Wow. Don't cheat.
This nigga don't use his insurance. He uses it for shit like inhalers.
See, that's the problem. See, that's the problem with being fat. When you start going to the gym, it seems like the second you start going, everybody tells you how you need to go to the gym. And then you're like, man, fuck out of it. Then you start arguing with them, and out of spite, you stop going to the gym because, man, fuck that. I'm already was going, but these sons of bitches keep telling me to go, and they're like, I don't even want to go. Because no, then when you go, you in there, you're like, man, I'm not doing this for them.
Dude, we tell you to go because we don't want you to die.
I don't want you to die, my nigga. That's what it comes down to, your death.
This really all started with the fact that I snore.
Very loudly.
No, but this is the thing. You catch me, all right, this is the thing. Like, all right, I do snore. mm-hmm. on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not, like, if I'm just getting regular sleep, I snore like a regular human being would snore. Small intervals, you know what I'm saying? Short intervals. Fucking, and sometimes.
How do you, that's how I breathe. I breathe like.
Like I, but I snore and it makes it if I'm tired, which when Derek, me and him had a split hotel because we were at a show, just in case you creeping, we had separate beds. Cause I know somebody out there, like, they probably
was
touch. Oh, they touched each other. No, like, no, and I was snoring that night because I didn't
took a
sleep.
Real live nap. The nap was so loud.
Dude, I didn't sleep for like 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got like 4 hours of sleep collectively in like the last 3 days. And then Monroe, see, I was sleeping on his couch, and fucking, I didn't sleep for like three. Dog, it's hard living. But then I do just snore regularly.
But Chris, I don't want you snoring when you're awake.
I'm not awake snoring. That,
on your, during your set tonight, you took like 8 deep breaths, and then you was like, yeah.
It also was a joke. I also prompted it with a joke. You can't count that. Towards, and then if I was just doing a set, and it was
you
like,
were wheezing.
This nigga dying. Like if I didn't make a joke about it, and I was standing like I was dying. Am I Coleman Green?
He bigger than you.
Oh, Coleman is huge.
But it fits him, if you know what I mean.
No, it don't.
Like you look at him, his face is round and fat.
That's because he got his body, it got round.
This nigga looks like a 2 year old drew a snowman. Mm-hmm. Like that's his body.
He got a 2 year old snowman body.
So he's a, but you shouldn't look like that.
I ain't got it. No. Look, man, I'm coming down.
If you did lose weight, your face would be big as fuck.
No, I'm coming down anyway, man. I'm slow.
When are you coming down?
I've been going to the gym.
Is
I've
that
been
the tactic? Is that the new weight loss tactic? In order for this diet to work, you have to gain 75 pounds to lose 3.
Dude, no, I've really been in the gym, dude. I've been going there.
What are you eating?
I'm cardio is...
You've been eating cardio?
I've been eating cardio. I ate a bike yesterday. It's still digesting. The thing is, I eat better. I don't eat great, but I do eat better. I did have a sandwich. I did have a sandwich today, opposed to having.
How often do you eat?
A piece of shit. That's my problem. I would say, mm-hmm. if anything, sometimes I've been making myself eat 3 times, but sometimes I go 2. Like I'll wake up on some dumb shit.
You gotta go more than that.
I gotta go 3. I gotta go.
You gotta go.
I gotta
go. You gotta go more than 3, but you gotta split. Like whatever you eat for breakfast. Split that, eat that 2 hours later. Then whatever you eat for lunch, split that, eat the other half.
No, the thing is, I'm real tough. When I do eat 3 meals, I just don't eat as much. It automatically happens. Like, I'll eat the first meal, and I just don't feel as hungry for the second meal.
But that's what you're not supposed to eat. Like, the thing, this is why it's half. Like, you eat so your mind will tell your stomach, okay, we're full. But then 2 hours later, your body will be like, oh, fuck, we're hungry again. So what you're doing is you're speeding up your metabolism. But nigga, you just
you've been with me all day today. It has not been Chris, a moment. Blah,
for
blah.
Breakfast, Chris has a continental breakfast.
Dude, hilarious. Dude, no. Real talk, this morning I had a bowl of cereal. And I actually been good all day. I had a bowl of cereal. Then I did have a foot long, chicken foot long from fucking side. This is gonna sound bad.
Didn't he had a foot long. There was some dude named Cedric that was at the Square Park.
That was okay. No, then after that, I fucking had a wrap. I had a wrap just now with you. Yeah. But that was spaced out. It was spaced out.
Yeah, it has to be like for your body type for at least 3 months. Eat small but a lot, so that way you burn fat quicker.
Then 300 pounds later, yo, your system ain't right. I mean, I told you that layout. No, but that layout might not be the layout you need to be using.
Like with half of the sandwich, I should have eaten half of the sandwich and then waited 2 hours.
So you said I'm a bad influence?
Yeah, I ate my whole sandwich because I knew you was going to ask for the other half. So.
That's funny.
And then do the elliptical. Like, if you can't walk around, do the elliptical on level 3.
First of all, don't.
Nigga, because when I get cut, right now, I'm building endurance, I'm burning fat, so when I get cut, I'm going to just be talking shit to you. It's no more help. I ain't gonna be like one of them dudes like, yeah, so you need to get on the high octane diet. I'm like, it's over.
It's over.
It is over. Just eat a banana and hope it doesn't kill you.
I love Chris. I'm on my way out. I'm on my way out.
Chris, just don't die, dude.
That's it. That's all. At least die when you're like 60. That's when you're supposed to die.
This 60? Age, 60? Yeah, I'm black, yeah. That's about right. I'm black, yeah. Oh, fuck. I just can't. I'm like, I don't know, man. It ain't looking good in general just for him. It's like 60. I can't imagine the earth in 60. We ain't going. This is going to be a piece of shit. Are we still going to be doing this?
Niggas gonna be everything. I don't know. I just can't. I don't want to say it.
I'm getting sad.
I don't want to think about it.
I know it's got to be something. I got.
I'm gonna be rich and I'm gonna just be isolated. I'm gonna fucking have a house built into the side of a mountain.
Whoa! You wanna be one? You wanna be like Rick Moranis?
Yeah,
nigga. Disappeared.
I don't want anybody. Yeah.
He disappeared. He actually got rich and famous. Well, he got rich. He got made enough money. Right. Then he invested his money. He got even richer. Mm-hmm. He disappeared. He got had kids and disappeared.
He disappeared with his kids?
Yeah, he disappeared. No, not with his kids. Not creepy wise. It is kind of creepy, though. He just took himself out of the limelight. Yeah, he didn't want to be.
What happened to Rick?
That's it. I just want to. Like, after a while, I'm like, leave me alone. Let me enjoy my money.
Spitballs was classic, dude.
I mean,
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. Oh shit! Yeah.
Seymour,
that motherfucker on a lot of Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Yeah.
He's gone now.
What the fuck happened to Rick Moranis? Should be the name of my next special.
What happened to Rick Moranis?
What happened to Rick Moranis?
He probably hiding a gun in his butt.
Weird transition.
Speaking of guns, upholds and shit. Remember on Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the first one.
Oh, when a chick pulled
the chick pulled the gun out the twat and
You know what's bad? I as a kid, and this is the creepy. I was like, oh, that's nasty. But I was like, I wonder what that gun smells.
Yeah,
like
me too.
I was wondering what that gun.
Because you know,
it was like a snub nose.
It had like a copper smell and like
it wasn't goopy. It sounded goopy on the come out.
Goopy gun. It was goopy.
She didn't shake any goo off.
She didn't shake goo off, but
maybe she was just wet.
It was goopy.
She was just wet. I mean, to get a gun in.
But
I mean,
why
I
didn't
gotta,
she just shoot herself in the...
And she was walking down the street.
She didn't have
she
to shoot herself.
She was walking down the street with that shit.
Yeah, so it was in there. So she was kind of probably pleasuring herself with it.
Yeah. That's why she was walking like, and just rubbing it on her walls.
Dude.
Too far?
Dude.
Too far.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. But no, the part that killed me was like, can't go back. Can't move. And then he made the wrong turn. Mm-hmm. And she straight blasted herself with the pieces of her brain in the car. That was gross.
Yeah, that was nasty. Dude, that movie actually wasn't bad for a remake.
Did you like the prequel?
I didn't watch that. I couldn't.
That was a little gruesome.
I can't get in gruesome for the fact
gruesome.
For the cause of being gruesome.
Like, it was just too dark for me. Like, it not was dark, dark, like,
no, that shit was
no
dark.
I'm just talking about like the way, cause they do the hand cam shit. And then everything is shot like in a dark, gritty tone. I mean, like, yeah. And I'm just like,
I don't get that shit, dude.
I can't, like, I want to be able to see that shit. Like,
I'll be real, man. I don't really like scary movies, dude.
It's coming out, man.
What's The Lady in Black?
Some horror movie.
I don't like scary movies, man.
I like scary movies, man.
They don't really scare me as much as they stink.
Most of them are terrible.
Yeah, most of them are horrible.
The Devil Inside was terrible.
It looked like it was going to be
I wanted to see that. What was it about?
It was about basically the girl, mom. Psych ward because she murdered 3 people during her exorcism.
Mm.
So the girl wanted to figure out who her mom was. So she went to Rome like a dumbass, found out who mom was, and hired these 2 vigilante exorcists that worked like
always vigilante.
They kind of worked for the Vatican, but they didn't. So the Roman Catholic Church didn't know about it. So they was just exorcising motherfuckers. This was like bootleg exorcism. They was doing it behind the church's back.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them was successful, but when they went to go depossess Mom Dukes, she had jump demons. Basically, when they leave her, they go to other people. So everybody just started getting possessed one by one, and the demon inside was killing them off one by one. It was pretty stupid.
Was it better than The Right?
I didn't see The Right.
The Right was kind of the shit.
Was The Right the wrong?
The one with Anthony Hopkins, right?
Yeah, I just said that.
It looked
that
good.
Was horrible.
Yeah, I just said
I'm
that.
I'm glad
was
you said
right
it so,
wrong.
Like, with no confidence.
No confidence at all.
No, The Right was good.
The Right was
Anthony
good.
Anthony Hopkins, that's the nigga.
I thought you said it was horrible.
Well, he said it was horrible.
I never seen it.
I said it was hot.
Oh,
That was good.
But no, Devil Inside was trash.
I want to see Red Tails.
Red Tails going to be hot. Here's something to spark. Here's a conversation. A white woman talked me into taking her to see it with me.
What, Red Tails?
Yeah.
Is that
a contradiction? Like,
look at this. This is what I understand. There have been black movies for years.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, but the niggas in the sky this time. That's the shit. I'm like, what is the big deal?
But the niggas in the sky.
Nah, it's a big deal. George Lucas said Hollywood didn't want to give out distribution. Mm-hmm. Some racist mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
They didn't think the movie was gonna sell. So he was like, nah, we ain't gonna give out distribution to all black movies. So therefore he put up, I think, $90 million of his own money.
Dude, he went in his pocket. George Lucas said,
$90 million.
Mm-hmm. Own bread, cuz.
And that's a lot of goddamn bread. $90 million? Yeah. That's a lot of loaves.
But it's George Lucas. He had $90 million laying under his couch.
But yeah, but you know what it is? He tried to get the black vote back. I mean, he never lost the black vote, but he gained a lot of black vote on that. Because that's really something that, like, stuff like that happens in Hollywood all the time.
Man, yeah.
Stuff like that.
He's trying to get invited to the BET Awards.
Yeah, they're going to honor him. He's going to get a lifetime achievement.
And this lifetime of him.
But no, but I'm going to
put some niggas in a plane.
I'm going to go see it because. I'm going to go see it because it's all some racist pretense. And I'm bringing a white woman with me. So that's cool.
No, the movie did look hot, though. The movie look hot. Like, I'm not a big advocate for, like, just black-based movies. Because it's bad, because here you go, my uncle.
I know.
But this is the funniest part. We was in the movie theater, like, seeing the preview came. My uncle was like, it's about time. And I said to my uncle, I was like, about time for what? He's like, I really have no idea. Like, I laughed for like an hour.
It's like a real black film, though.
But they had black films.
What made it funny was my eye. I was like, yeah, the story need to be told.
What was the last black film? They didn't have Tyler Perry on the front fucking cover.
Alright,
nothing.
He hate me. She hate me.
She hate me was sort of a black film.
It was
Woody
Spike Lee.
Ellen Harkin in that shit.
The Help was it wasn't all black.
That wasn't all black. Viola didn't even get a fucking Golden Globe Award for that.
She was real
shit.
Black though.
And by the way, Meryl Streep is a goddamn juggernaut. Seems to take it every year, yo.
Meryl Streep could act.
Give it to somebody else.
Meryl Streep could act, dude. You ever see her act? She's a
Red Tails, yeah, I'm going to repeat. Because it was racist. Because Hollywood is still racist. Black actors still can't get ahead. So just to see this should be good.
I'm trying to make it, motherfuckers. Take all that back.
How much you betting?
I love Hollywood, personally.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood.
Shucking and jabbing.
How much you betting this movie will get nominated but won't win anything? Because you can't pick a best actor out of all black actors.
They're not
going to
like that.
They're not going to do that. And the best actor, and they're definitely not going to be the best movie. Because somebody's like, really? Was it the best movie or was it the best black movie?
That's white guilt.
No matter. So basically what you're saying is if they win, white people have guilt. If they lose, white people are still racist. There's really no
white people
winning.
Lose either way.
Yeah.
How many black people going to see it just because they think it might be
a good
movie?
Gross, like 80, 80.
Or how many black people are going to see it because they really want to see it?
Historically, I know only...
nigga, Kevin Hart movie was an all-black film. 12 million the first week. AMC theaters.
Yeah, I was all black.
The first weekend, just boom, all black movie, boom, get that shit a Grammy.
Like concert,
or not a Grammy,
that's a
cause
concert
of,
film.
But it's
a
movie.
Because
he did snippets and shit in the beginning, so that makes it a movie.
I still didn't see it.
Me neither.
You see it yet?
Yeah, it was good. It was good up until the sketch part at the end. The sketch was a little, it didn't transcend.
They didn't go for it?
What sketch?
It didn't translate. The Plastic Cup Boys Reservoir Dog scene or whatever. So all I'm saying is,
this basically, it was like he was putting his friends on,
mm-hmm.
So because everybody was, Spank was in it, Naeem was in it, Wayne, his bodyguard was in it, Nate, his road manager was in it, like, you know.
But were they all black?
Yeah, they was all black.
That was an all black movie then. That was an all black movie.
I see that
Taraji P. Henson was in the back of it, yeah, so.
She was, Taraji P. was in it?
Yeah, she was a,
I like Taraji
a banker. She was playing a banker.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I really like Taraji P. Henson.
She can get it.
Want soda? What? You can drink soda, sir.
Thank you.
I only got two sodas. You know,
I want to see the movie.
Car cold.
It's car cold. Car cold sodas are great.
I want to see the movie just because. I don't care if it's black. I like movies like that. You know what I mean?
You talking about the
like,
movie Just Because or the movie? Exactly. Yeah, exactly,
there's a movie called Just Because?
Yeah.
It's called Just Cause.
Oh, Just Cause. Yeah, yeah.
Not well, Just fuck, Because.
Oh, when that was with Lawrence Fishburne in it, and the dude was the killer.
Yeah.
And he convinced him that he wasn't the killer in Just Cause.
But he was the killer.
He was a fucking crazy killer. You ever seen Just Cause?
I just want to see Red Tail. Was,
and Blair.
Just Because.
That was a bad little Blair on his part because he played like a rapist / pedophile.
Yeah, Blair.
Blair is a rapist. Yeah. Every movie he's in, he's nice and then he's raping the girl. Or he's hitting the shit out of her. I think that's not far from his real character in life.
That's in his blood.
Contract.
Yeah.
You gotta beat bitches.
They were like, look.
Back in his day, he was too sexy as a black man for him not to beat a chick.
Yeah.
They couldn't have white women swooning over him and then not beat a chick.
Yeah, that's Billy D syndrome right there.
Yeah, Billy D had to like eventually you gotta hit somebody. You gotta hit a chick.
Yeah.
White women start loving you.
Because once they're all, he had her. Well, they made me do it. I'm pretty sure he's loving.
I mean, he still had sex with most of the white women that he wanted to, but.
Because it's in your, why not? Like I told my girl, when I make it, I'm going to have sex with white women.
That's your plan?
I was like, look, babe, and I have to. If you want to keep the lights on, then I have to.
I don't know. I still had a desire to have sex with white chicks.
Have fun. I'm not attracted to white women, but my boy says it's all in my head, and I just gotta find a thicker white girl. But who knows, right?
What about that chick that Figalette brought in?
She's kind of thick, but
she's thick.
Why? This is going off topic.
Oh, there is no topic, sir.
We gonna get back to our topics.
We get back to the goddamn topics.
Just saying, she was thick.
Thick white girls are still cool with me, I guess. But sick I love white the black girls. Women. Shout out to them.
Sick white Shout out girls. To the black women
thick,
out there.
You know something that's funny? Even a thick white girl don't look right. It ain't right thick. It's still a thick white girl, but a lot, it's right hard. It's white it's thick. White it ain't right thick. It's not the same. It ain't right.
It ain't right.
They it's right, but right. They ain't right.
It ain't right, but it's right. Oh, okay.
All right, now what are we doing next here?
I don't know. Jay-Z. Let's talk about Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z had.
I heard it was a rumor.
I don't know. He said he was going to stop it.
Stop what?
Saying the word, saying bitch, because he had a daughter. So, I mean, if he had a son, what would he give up?
Nigger.
You don't give up? Nah.
Nobody gives up, nigger. It takes a lot. Like, you gotta go out and you really got to meet some Africans who are going through hard struggle. And like, you got to do a lot to give up, nigger. Yeah, nigger is a hard Pryor, word to give up.
Rich Pryor, yeah, he had to go to Africa and cry a little while in order for him to give up.
I mean, I'll be honest, I barely use the word nigga, because most of the time it's just not needed.
Nigga, you use the word nigga like all the time.
Please. Like, I really don't, though. You know something? And you know what's funny? I was actually online, I was watching the thing about V-Nasty. You know the chick that's with Krayshawn?
Yeah.
About how she, and I was watching some of her freestyles.
Let me explain.
She's actually very entertaining, and she uses the
N-bomb. V-Nasty or Krayshawn?
Yeah, everybody was
on. Is that her girlfriend?
Who was the dude that was mad at her?
Everybody was mad at her, but they, everybody, man.
Let me explain something. V-Nasty saying nigga is not her fault. That is black dudes that fucked her and then allowed her to say it.
What did she say? How did she say it?
Well, she say nigga like I would say nigga.
She put an A on the end.
She say nigga like you would say nigga. It does not make me feel uncomfortable.
No, but what the, how did she do it?
Was she rapping? Was she rapping? She be just saying nigga like.
And she was like,
these niggas be, like she be like, niggas be da-da-da-da. And she be like using like how I would say, how you would say, look at these dudes over there, but instead say, look at these niggas over there.
Mm-hmm.
She'll look at these niggas over there. Or she'll be like, niggas girl. Be hating. Or niggas be, like, if she uses it in
is
regular
she
content. She's white as shit. She's like,
Krayshawn is white. So Krayshawn don't say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she do too.
Oh, she said it?
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck who's saying niggas nowadays. And I don't give a fuck about this content. The word itself is a piece of shit word. We try to go, well, it's our word. No, it isn't. It's not our word. It's nobody. It's a fucking dumbass word. And now, one thing I did read some dude on YouTube. He made a good point. I don't know his name. Hater ass. I think it's some dude. But he made one good point. He was like, look, we go with this fucking we. It's our word. And we took it back. He's like, to be honest with you, end of the day, it's a shitty word. That we use.
That Chinese people.
Yeah. And no one, and he's like, if we want to sit there and act like it's all gravy, you got to think like this. We made hip hop culture one of the most popular cultures. So how are we going to get mad when they wear the clothes and they do everything else, but when they adopt the fucking vernacular we want to get angry. That's part of the whole culture. We made it part of the culture, so now don't fucking argue that white dudes in the suburbs are dropping M-bombs and meaning it as a term of endearment because that's what we turn the word into. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, some dudes being blatantly racist, like, yeah, these niggas need to go back to Africa. That's different shit, but you know what I mean? But in context, I don't really give a fuck, dude. Who's saying it? Yeah, it ain't my word. I don't give a fuck.
That ain't gonna make me lose sleep.
Until someone calls you a nigger.
Don't punch me in the face. No. Yeah, real talk, though, I don't mind like a white dude, black dude. I don't give a fuck what you are. If you saying it and it's in the correct context, I don't give a fuck who it is. You know, maybe I'm desensitized because of my generation. We a piece of shit at this point, but right. I don't feel it. I don't feel any anger. I should. I know I should, but I've listened to. If I can listen to Gucci Mane and enjoy it. And enjoy it at times. How the fuck can I hear some white dude say nigga? You know what I mean? The Gucci Mane says nothing of importance. Everybody I listen to damn near demeans women and everything else. Why the fuck can't I hear some white dude be like, yo, niggas.
Niggas be tripping.
She got a song, V Nasty is nasty. I like it. She goes in and she's not good.
I thought Chris Sean was whack when somebody was like, yeah, she dope. But listen to her song. Man. I was like, nah, she's whack.
She's not good.
She's not. She's just white.
But I do appreciate the fact that they.
She's a white chick, and
I appreciate
people are
the
like,
fact they're going in on a nigga.
Nah, this is what I don't like. It's a jump ship, but not jump ship, but it's switching gears a little bit. I don't like when we give praise to mediocre white people for doing that shit. Like when a person, like Chris Sean, she whack, but everybody like, yeah, she kind of hot for a white girl. She's whack for a person. She's just fucking whack. Like, I hate that. And like, they do that with, like it always happens with dancing. Anytime, like, Amina, a good friend of ours, Amina, she went out to a club with a white friend and those other people that knew her. But when Amina would dance, no one said shit. But when the white girl would do the same exact dance from watching Amina, everybody like, she got rhythm. No, she know how to mimic. That's it. And she does it, and she's doing it horribly.
I can agree with that.
That's the only thing going on. I just hate that, because they do it with, they do that with that chick Adele. Like, Adele is a good singer and music writer.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, oh man, for a white girl, she got soul. No, for a white girl, she knows how to write music. That's it.
Look, her song, I'm no hating, because I like Adele. I think she got good soundtrack and shit. I like her. I think she's good, but all her songs damn near sound the same, too. Except for lyrically. Not lyrically, but the way they're produced, it's the same fucking song almost over and over. I tried to listen to a CD and I was like, this is the same song. I just heard it. Just can't be a different song. It's the same rhythm, sped up or slowed down. I can't, and I like it.
Most songs.
I know that. But at least motherfucking mask it. Throw some chimes in it. Some chimes. Pull out the xylophone. Pull out the xylophone, motherfucker. You only do
out
something.
The vibes.
Yeah.
That's always been a thing for me. And I just hate it. When I was like, oh man, the white dude. He's really good. Like, no, he's awful. Like, if a person's good, then let them be good no matter what color it is. Don't put a color on it. Just say they're good or bad. But I hate it when they just go, yeah, man, for a white guy, he's pretty good. Like, shut the shit up.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I completely agree with you. But if somebody went out there wants to give me a TV show because I'm black and fat, I will enjoy it and live it.
Of course you're going
to. Oh, no, not this one.
Because he's brown.
Chris, I'm going to be honest. The only thing that's keeping you from getting the show is you putting on lipstick.
Some real shit.
Because they can always be like, oh, okay. We already got a fat black person, but we don't have a fat black person that'll do this. Once you put on the lipstick for him, you're in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's a sad part. That's a, lipstick, it's so
nigga.
Bad. I can't do it.
Like the female Gremlin with the lipstick. Damn shame.
See, and then it's like it's bad because you don't want to go on file saying, I ain't putting on a dress, because then you might end up in a dress.
Like Martin.
Why would you put on a dress?
You never know. It could be just a scene.
Black guys
it could be a scene in a movie that actually makes sense. You'd be like, you know something? I'll vow not to be in it, but this scene makes sense. It makes sense for me to be in
it. Nigga, it never makes sense. It does, though.
They
got to go undercover. They got to go undercover. Is anything else?
gotta be a woman.
The only reason I like the movie who did that
to Wong Fu?
Nah, White Chicks. Because White Chicks on the Low was making fun of that type of shit.
Yeah.
White Face.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's when it was like, y'all are very clever with that.
Yeah.
Because this is a concept alone. Let's put black dudes in dresses, but in white face.
Yeah. Let's tease upper class or middle class America.
Exactly.
How that white women are just overprivileged.
Yeah.
I just like the part where they're like, we broke? Like, how broke? Like, MC Hammer broke? MC Hammer broke. And they spaz out. Yeah, man. Sometimes white people need to get teased and shit.
Are you falling asleep, nigga?
Yeah.
Are you masturbating back there?
No, I'm not masturbating.
It's wanking. He's a wanking. Are you wanking off?
He's wanking.
Nigga.
All right, let's get to this. Do we even finish talking about Jay-Z now? Well, basically, we're just all
no, because we switched it from...
Jay-Z going to use the word bitch, and even if he don't, to me, his career is done. Like, I mean, yeah, he's still putting out music. But he's not right.
He's just, good. He's still good.
But stop. Just stop. Make room for somebody else.
He is I like trying Dickie to Simmons. Make room.
Yeah, I said that out loud.
Dickie Simmons.
I like Dickie Simmons.
Dickie?
I like Dickie.
All right, so this podcast is over.
He sound like Drake in this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. He sound like a little bit of Drake and Drake, a little bit of fucking...
And Drake sing.
A little Drake, a little bit of...
I heard Drake fucking up people getting
Sean.
His head.
One last thing.
So Drake fucking up because people getting in his head?
Yeah, no. Because he's not showing up to, like, rehearsals and shows.
Dude.
And he threatened tattoo artists.
Dude, I can't have a conversation about Drake because I just get angry. Let's talk about this last topic, and then we're going to get out of here.
What's up?
The dude in North Carolina from the jail. Break that down, so real.
So, a guy wanted for first-degree murder.
First-degree
murder. He was stopped, and he was detained and placed in jail, then transferred to a prison. So when he went to jail, they did a pat-down, didn't find any weapons, and then went to prison, did a pat-down, didn't find any weapons. But then they searched his cell and found a 10-inch revolver in his toilet and think that he hid it in his butt. I think he hid it in his butt.
That's the only place you can really hide
it. On some real shit. Like, he hid it in his butt.
That's a lot.
And that's 10 inches in your butt? That's a thing.
Yo, to be honest with you, once he said that, I wanted to kick you out the car. I'm gonna go, 10 inches in your butt? Whoa, you gotta get the car.
Get the gun out your butt. Yeah. Take it out your butt.
That's full commitment to be like, yo, I know I'm gonna get. Because they said, if you read the article too, he did not know he was going to jail, people. He didn't. If you listen to the article, he got picked up in a random stop.
Mm hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then they took him straight to jail. He took him to process and took it. So he just had a 10-inch gun in his butt.
Yeah, but he didn't know he was gonna get stopped. But on some real shit.
Have a 10-inch gun
but
in
no,
his butt,
because
though.
I think what if it was like this? What if he's wanted for murder and he's trying to ditch the gun? Usually they find the gun if you throw it somewhere.
Yeah,
he's
so
like,
he said,
you know
fuck
what?
That. I'm gonna fuck it. He cheated.
But the thing is, how do you stick it in your butt? He had to have help. Someone had to be the dude.
Dude, no, you can't have anybody
two people,
help you.
Let it be two people. One to hold the cheeks and one to stick it in. So they had a dude to spread. Because you got to relax. You know how relaxed you have to be for your butthole to even open? When you take a shit,
it's a lot
you
of
have
gun,
to
dude.
Relax. So that's a 10 inches of gun.
Oh, man.
Cold shell, son.
Gross.
It is what it is. That's real life.
There's
motherfuckers out there right now sticking 10-inch revolvers in their ass.
Right now.
That's a fact you need to
come. Not even because they want to conceal a weapon, just because they like it.
That's Tuesdays. That's crazy-ass Tuesdays for them.
I don't piss my pop off. I'm gonna shoot the shit. Like,
he didn't have it. It wasn't loaded. If it was loaded, that'd have been like, how you stop it from going off?
And do you go handle first, or do you go not? Do you go
shot all up in his?
That's the thing. I
you should
know.
Go handle first because say if it goes off and you do have it loaded, say if it go off, at least it might go outwards.
Yeah.
So I would assume handle first.
But that's the thing. Like, you got all those things
you
poking
it.
Out. So, like, how did you get it in there?
I mean,
and then
the butt is a crazy place, dude.
Nigga, what? Huh? Yeah. On some real shit.
I don't know how else to explain
your
it.
Your lower intestines can expand the width of a basketball,
dude.
Nigga,
that is crazy.
Imagine he could have had an arsenal in his butt. A sawed off sniper rifle.
Bubba could have went Columbine out his ass. He could have Columbine his ass.
What if he was a guns dealer, an arms dealer? Yo, what you need? I need like a Smith & Wesson. That's what I need. All right, stay right here. And shit, dude.
What? That's you gotta wear my like motherfucker's asses.
A sniffing Wesson. Ah!
Oh, that was horrible.
That was bad.
All right, look, this is drunk. I'm gonna lock the doors because this is an extremely drunk dude walking past right now. And I think we're coming towards the end, but I just want to look at this extremely drunk dude. He is ridiculous. Look
is
at
he
him.
Black or white?
He's black. He's right there. Look at him. Stumbling.
And a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. He's
but that's stumbling. That white drunk. That's that drunk where you... You show white people, look, I can do it too. That's yeah, that type man. Of drunk.
You try to prove a point at a holiday party. He didn't win. He
exactly.
Didn't win. Oh, and here, what you think about this, fellas? I don't like these black guys who act extra black in front of a white girlfriend at the club. Like, they just get all dance video because they need to show, I guess, proof.
Yeah. Like, they like, show that they white girl at a black
people in the room looking at him like, yo, she don't owe you anything. You don't owe her anything, dude. Stop. Now, what do you feel about these show-off asses, selling-out asses?
First of all, you're going to put more bass in your voice when you ask us a question.
I said, fellas.
I say, fellas.
You got to forgive me. Ladies and gentlemen, get it kind of sleep.
On some real shit, I don't know, because I've always had a problem with that. Like, I've always...
Interracial dating?
No, I've just always had a problem. No, like, I've had... Yeah, like, dudes change for girls all the time, but I don't like when... A race, because it's the reverse for me. I don't like when a particular person for a race has to act extra them to appease another race. Like, be yourself.
No,
like, we
that.
Like you because you're yourself. Now, I get it. You're Tyrone, but now when you're Tyrone, that's when it's a problem.
You T-Rone to that, though.
Now
no.
You T-Rone. We back, my niggas.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite difficult.
Yeah, so, Tyrone and shit, we was at T-Rone, we ended off
in
T-Bone.
But it's also the same way white people, I just don't like that when this is like, when they're around other friends, first they're like, they're cool, then it's like, well, like, shut up, stupid.
Yeah, I don't like it when white people go black voice to make black people feel comfortable.
You know what I think?
I hate the word bro. I really do. Or bro, brother. I hate brother.
What's up, brothers?
Or you know when the brothers like really?
No, I hate when white people go, my main man. What?
He was still saying main man.
That was a problem. You know what? I was watching a Cleveland show. That's the problem with the Cleveland show. They use so much slang that black people don't use. Like you need count how many times they say Jack per episode.
Hey,
what, like,
but I think that's kind of
Jack. Like, no one says Jack.
I know, but that's kind
of. I used to say Jack.
You know what's funny? I hate the Cleveland show, but I like it at the same time because I do like some of the shit
if
they do.
If Cleveland said Jack, cool.
Everybody
but Rilo says Jack. Rilo is a baby.
I know. I don't like the stereotype. I think they place. It's kind of the problem. Even Family Guy did it when they first started, though.
Mm-hmm.
They put some of the stereotypes on the wrong people at first.
Cause,
but the jokes are funny. The jokes and the concept of it, I like it. But I don't like maybe who they place the jokes on or who they have delivered the jokes. Like, for a while, they had Stewie delivering jokes that maybe Chris should have been delivering in the beginning. But now on Cleveland show, that they having Rilo deliver shit that maybe fucking the daughter should do, but the daughter stinks.
But this is where it fucks up at. This is where it fucks up at because, all right, the show takes place down south. Now, the Rilo has the vernacular and the slang
of a Chicago
pimp, and it don't make sense because the mom slang doesn't match the daughter. The mom slang don't match the daughter slang. It just doesn't match up at all. It's mismatch because I feel like they're trying to attack every region of black. So they're like, all right, we got Cleveland. Since Cleveland lived in Rhode Island, he can be upper class black and he can speak like this. But then we got Donna. She's from down south, so we can have her go. We can have her be sassy just a little bit, but then we got the daughter. We can make her city. Then Rilo, we can make him like wow, chicka, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
And then that's where the shit.
That literally was the description that they used in the room too. We want Rilo to be wow, chicka, wow, wow. Like that's how bad. It's funny. It sounds like a joke.
It makes sense though.
Yeah, it sounds like the description they used. We want wow, chicka, wow, wow, and not wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Yeah. It's like that's the thing, and it's like he has an afro. No one else has an afro.
Cleveland got a little afro.
He got a little afro, but at the same time, yeah.
His fat son. What about his fat son?
It just don't mix.
He don't have any other black friends.
Yeah.
All friends he lives next to a white people.
Even you expect the fucking redneck reference to be on fucking point.
Yeah, the redneck shit.
It's far. And then you got the little how to say Guido dude who lives with his mom. His shit not even accurate. So I was like, it's an inaccurate show. At times it's funny, like I've laughed, but then at the same time I'm watching, I'm like, saying, that's off.
That song is, show is so hit and miss because like it's certain that I ain't gonna lie, I've watched it and like almost died laughing.
Yeah.
But then at certain points I was like, I really don't like this show right now. Like it makes me feel like weird.
Believe it or not, it didn't even get ranked.
Yeah.
It's hard for a show to not to get
I mean,
Family. No,
I hate American Dad. Too,
American Dad is ranked though.
I know. People like American Dad. I hate it.
Yeah, and but the thing is, because it has no identity, they can just keep playing with it. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, we're wrapping it up right now. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to call this thing. We're going to bring it to a halt.
Mm-hmm. This was CDM Podcast Real Rant. That's what we're doing.
Why don't you close your eyes? Like,
I had to get into it. That's why I got into it.
You
got to
commit.
Full commitment. This is Chris Khan. You can catch me on Twitter at Cotton215, also at Center City. Well, you can go to the website centercitycomedy.com and you can find this podcast on there. Also, the Twitter for Center City Comedy is at C_C_comedy. That's it for me. That's
cool. Same here. You can find me wherever. Monroe Martin the Third on Facebook, Monroe Martin the Third on Twitter. And that's it. And just you're going to hear about me.
Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Derek the Great Boy Gaines, who is the Kodiak Bear. You can find me on Twitter, Derek 1 Gaines. Find me on Facebook, Derek Gaines 1.
That annoyed me just now. Derek Gaines 1.
And I'm working on my website, so DerekGaines.com. I'll be all jazzed up and pretty by next weekend.
Cool.
All right.
Check us out. Ladies and gentlemen, the tour is on the way. It's no real date. It's tentative, but just know
we sound so black right now.
Three of the funniest gentlemen out right now are going to be joining forces just to give y'all what y'all need. The comedy.
You're creeping me out.
I'm sleepy.
All right.
My eyes ain't even open.
CDM Real Rant. Holla.